Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Chulin Daf Dalid, Chulin 4b, pagination is 8. Midway on the page at the beginning of a line, Gufa, we learned. A quote, Amar Rav Anan, Amar Shmuel. Rav Anan said in the name of Shmuel, Yisrael Mumela Avodas Kochavim, a Jew who's a renegade, he is involved in Avodah Zarah, idol worship. According to Rav Anan, in the name of Shmuel, you're allowed to eat from his shechita. He's still in. V'zavachta v'achalta. A person who has the obligation to eat kosher is able to produce kosher, and he's shechting, and it's good. Obviously, you have to trust that he's going to give you a good shechita. However you do that, you're watching him, whatever it is. But the fact that he worships idols, or perhaps better said, also worships idols, as we will see in the day of Achav, the king described in the book of Malachim. So they also worshiped idols, but they also wanted good kosher food. So according to Rav Anan, in the name of Shmuel, that's okay. Now, we don't paskin like that, but for the purposes of this session, we're going to follow the approach of Rav Anan Amar Shmuel and consider his proof that such a shechita is going to be valid. Shekein motzinu b'Yehoshafat Melech Yehuda, because we find indeed that Yehoshafat, the king of Yehuda, who was a righteous king, came to Achav, the king of the 10 tribes, who was this wicked king, and he ate by Achav's table. Shenena misu'udas Achav. He benefited from the meal that Achav served him. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, Vayizbichu lo Achav tzonu vaka lo rov, v'lo om asher imo. Achav had them shecht many animals, and they ate together. And he convinced him, he seduced him, that he should be willing to join him in battle in this Ramos Gilad campaign. Whatever the politics of it was, and Yehoshaphat was a relative of Achav's through marriage, whatever the politics was, but you see that Yehoshaphat, the righteous king, ate from the shechita that Achav provided. How do you like that? The kosher certification reads, Achav and Izevel Incorporated. Not so comfy, we would think. Says Rav Anan in the name of Shmuel, they observed kosher. They were careful, even though they also worshipped idols, and they were furious with the Nevi'im, the prophets of Hashem, who said that you're not allowed to do that. Elio will later declare, Ad Mase Atem Holchem Al Shnei Yaseifim, why are you straddling the fence, you Jews? You're worshipping the Baal, the idols, and you're worshipping Hashem. Make up your mind. Let's talk straight. What do you believe? So we see that that was their weakness. So they also believed in kosher, and they would provide kosher. And he's saying, that's acceptable. Says the Gemara, quite a discussion. V'dilma mizbech zavach mecha lo ochal. Maybe Achav shecht these animals, and Yehoshaphat did not eat. So the pasuk says, vayisiseyu. But he seduced him through the food. So apparently he did eat. V'dilma b'dvarim, maybe the seducing was only verbal. And the Gemara says, no, it's ein asasa b'dvarim, you can't be as effective with words. You have to have food. We have an expression, gadol legima. Food together is very powerful. Shemekareves, it brings people together. Ba'achilo v'shesiyo. The Gemara suggests maybe he drank but didn't eat. So drinking should also be a problem because it's Yayin Nesach. Says the Gemara, the prohibition of Yayin handled by an idol worshipper had perhaps not yet been legislated. Only if the wine was actually poured for Avodah Zarah would it be prohibited. But if it was just handled by an idol worshipper to worry that he meant it, b'nisuch for Avodah Kochavim, perhaps did not yet exist. In any case, lav urche de malka mishsaya below mechla, it's not normal that Yehoshaphat would have sat there, drank, and not eaten. V'iba yisema, or you could read it into the pasuk. Vayizbach vayisiseyu. Through the shechting, that's how he seduced him. That's how he convinced him. So, the Gemara is convinced that Yehoshaphat ate, and he ate meat from the house of Achav. Another out over here, which the Gemara continues with, it's about 15 lines from the bottom, at the end of a line. V'dilma, maybe, Ovadya zavach larov ksiv. Maybe Ovadya did the shechting. You can't say that, because there's so much. Ovadya couldn't have done this on his own. Ovadya is the righteous manager of Achav's interests. Ovadya saw Achav's bad behavior, and he took 100 prophets, good, legitimate Torah prophets, and he hid them away in 2 caves so that Achav wouldn't be able to kill them. Ovadya stood his ground. Ovadya was a righteous person. So maybe Ovadya did the shechting, but he couldn't have shecht that much. Says the Gemara V'dilma Shivas Alafim Zevoach. Maybe the 7,000 Jews who were known, we're told, were righteous, maybe some of them were part of Achav's payroll, they were there, and maybe Ovadya arranged for the kosher shochtim to do the shechita. And the Gemara says, Moshe makshiv al devar shekel kamashorsav rishoyim. It's not logical, it's not probable that Achav had any righteous workers other than Ovadya, who was identified. So this is the problem that we have, that Yehoshaphat ate from Achav's table, and the way the Gemara stages the discussion, there's no recourse other than to say that Achav's shechita, and likewise the people loyal to him, is kosher, according to Rav Onan Amar Shmuel, even though they also worshipped idols. One more thought, moving on to Hey Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes the pasuk by Eliyahu, V'ha'orvim mevi'im lo lechem u'basar baboker v'lechem u'basar ba'orev, that the ravens brought Eliyahu meat, and Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, where was all this meat coming from? It was coming in Beit Havchi da Achav, from Achav's butcher shop, from the royal kitchen. So Eliyahu was eating from Achav's things. And that the Gemara is able to deflect. Al pi hadibur shayni. That was a special horo'ashah, that was a special ruling Hashem gave him, that he should eat the food that's being brought to him. In Rashi's words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitiro lefi sha'a. That specific incident, Hashem allowed it. So Eliyahu was eating from Achav's table, but that doesn't mean that it's kosher, that doesn't mean it's normally acceptable. And we finish this session with the understanding that if we were to work with the shita of Rav Onan Omar Shmuel, it seems that Yehoshaphat's story is going to be a proof to his position that a Jew, even if he worships idols, is still kosher for shechita. In next session, we will, emetz Hashem, explore the way we paskin that such is not kosher shechita. How could Yehoshaphat have eaten from it? Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.